Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
But I'm thankful to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read you some testimonies tomorrow night of recent happenings about the blood of Jesus. The old timers in their books, they talked about a thing called the bloodline. And a line that Satan couldn't cross. Is there such a thing as a bloodline? Can you prove it from the Bible? Because it has to be proved in the written word. Yes, indeed, there is a line of blood. And yesterday we studied that line of blood began where every Bible truth, every divine doctrine that's real begins. It begins in heaven. The bloodline has a terminal, and that terminal is heaven. It comes forth in a line from heaven, and it travels. It becomes in a circular line. It makes a circle, like all real Bible truths, and it returns back up to the Father. It begins in heaven and it ends in heaven. John 16 and verse 27. John 16, 27. For the Father himself loveth you. Woo, that's good, isn't it? Because you have loved me and have believed, Jesus is talking, these words are read, that I came out from God. There is a scripture which says the Lord Jesus Christ came forth from the bosom of the Father. Hallelujah. And he's going to carry things back to that bosom too. He's going to carry you back there. Verse 28, I came forth from the Father. I am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. And his disciples, being Jews, who know about the circle, said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speaketh no proverb. We get it now. He said, I came forth from the world, I came into the world, and I go back to the Father. They knew exactly what he was talking about. They know Isaiah 55. Turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, now here you're going to see the circle, just in the natural old rain like we had today. As the rain cometh down and the snow from the heavens, and return not thither in the process of evaporation, that's how water comes down. He's talking about, I love the word for heavens, the Hebrew word for heavens. And in the Old Testament, it's always the same word, whether it's talking atmospheric heavens or the heaven where God lives. The Hebrew word for water is mime. Say mime.
Mime.
And the Hebrew words for heaven is shamayim. Shamayim. It says the waters are there. Shamayim. The place of the waters. We're going to get rains. We're going to get from heaven. We're going to get the latter rains. They're coming from heaven. And he showed us that in the natural. He always, this world down here is patterned after heaven. He took Moses and showed him the real up there. But to show us heavenly things, he gave us earthly things. And he says, as the rain comes down from Shamayim, the atmospheric heavens, and returns not thither, you know, evaporates, except it waters the earth and brings it forth in buds, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That rain that comes down in that path, that circular path, it comes down here, it waters the earth, it brings forth fruit in a harvest, and then it goes back up again. Hallelujah, and it's been fruitful. He says, that's how my word is. Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. We speak God's word, but God's word originated with God in heaven. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Here it comes into the earth. And it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So if it's in this word, it came forth out of his mouth, it's coming into this earth, I don't care what it looks like in this earth, I don't care what it looks like in Israel today, his word is coming to pass. I don't care what it looks like in the church, I don't care how many preachers fail, his word is coming to pass, and that church is going to be glorious, and that word's returning to him. Hallelujah. Now the blood started in heaven. God never plays catch up. He doesn't see what the devil did, and then he says, oh, I'll get a plan. The blood began before the foundation of the world. Let's read Revelation 13. Revelation 13, 8, and we're only going to read the last two lines. It's speaking of the book of life, of the Lamb slain, when? From the foundation of the world. Bless the Lord. Turn to 1 Peter 1, verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed or purchased or bought with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of the Mashiach. They'd looked for him all through the Old Testament, the Mashiach, the anointed one. You were redeemed with the precious blood of the Mashiach, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. That lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. That blood was settled before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. You see, in the divine council rooms of heaven, God, these 6 days here that we've been in earth since Adam is nothing to God. 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. We're going to be working with God for eternity and eternity, and the Bible says there's going to be a group known as the church for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages to come. And God is going to use a creature that he made in his own image called man. It serves his divine purpose that man have a will, that he not be just a robot. And he knew that man was going to fall, that will would be tested and the man would fall. And in heaven, before he ever stepped, before the Holy Ghost began to move on those waters of the darkened earth, before then in the council rooms of heaven, they talked over this man, what he was going to do, that he was going to give him a will, that he was going to fall. But God needed him, and he needed him to have a will and not just be a robot or a Pinocchio. God is not a maker of Pinocchios. Hold this scripture and turn to Hebrews 9. This is one of my favorite ones. This one just sets me to thinking. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, the anointed one, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This is a Trinity verse. We have a Trinity verse when Jesus was baptized. We have Jesus being baptized. We have the Holy Ghost coming in the form of a dove down on his shoulder. We have the voice of the Father saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Now here in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, we have a Trinity verse. How much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, the one we know as Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit, he did it through the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God. When did he offer himself without spot to God? When God put forth the plan of man, before the foundation of the world, and explained man and his meaning, and all of them spoke of it together, Jesus, the one we know as Jesus, offered himself through the eternal spirit to God, he said, I'll go. I'll fix man. God knew man would fall, and God had it fixed before he ever made the man. When he walked to Adam and crowned him with his glory, he knew he would fall, but already in the council rooms of heaven, Jesus had said through the eternal spirit, he offered himself to God, I will go. The beginning point of the blood is in heaven. It follows a circular course. It comes down. It's revealed to us in the book. It's revealed to us in the Old Testament, in the death of animals and a life for a life and the blood being slain. And then it's revealed in the cross. And then Jesus takes it back up and offers his own precious blood in heaven on the mercy seat. And we know from Hebrews 12, the speaking blood of the New Testament is right before the face of the Father. And the fruit is going to come right back up before the face of the Father, and that's you. Turn to Ephesians 1. Say glory.
Glory.
My favorite book is Ephesians. I love the whole Bible, but oh, how I love this book. Ooh, glory. I remember when I found out about verse 3 from Brother Hagin that we were blessed. I was so happy. You were too, weren't you, when you found out about this verse? Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in the Mashiach. Weren't you glad when you found out you were blessed? Not cursed, but blessed. Wasn't that great? And we quote that verse and quote it, but you know what? It's not a period. There's an according. It's according. His blessing us is according to something. He blessed us in the Mashiach with every blessing. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him, in the Mashiach, when? Before the foundation of the world. To what end? In order that, we should be holy and without blame before him. Before he ever made Adam, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing because he chose us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I'll make man. Man will fall. You will redeem him. And that man who was separated from me with that great gulf fixed, there's going to be a group of them. And really, this is the promise for the church. The ecclesia, that's why it's in this book. There's going to be a group of them. I'm going to cleanse with that blood and make them so holy that they come right back up and live in eternity in my face. We are that group that stand before him glorified. We need before the foundation of the world faith. And then you'll not be so tripped up by little foxes.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.